Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedarel. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about the importance of life. We live our life. The years go by. And when we look at life in general, we see that it's something that's really important to us. And today we'd like to talk about the value of life on our way to a better world. Be with us. It's going to be really interesting. Yael, please. Yeah, we really see that in the Western world, life is truly valued. And this is something that's in consensus, I think, that in order to take someone else's life, something really dramatic has to happen for that. It's not just if you get mad or something, you can kill whoever you feel like. But really, it's only if your life is in danger or you want to save the life of other people. That's the only reason to take someone else's life. And we know that also in Judaism, life is considered the highest value. And I'd like to ask, where does this feeling come from, that life is so valuable? Dr. Lightman, first of all, it doesn't return. That's one thing. Another thing is that this is what a person has. You can't exchange it. You can't buy it. You can't divide it. Meaning it's something that is out of our hands. The only thing that we can do is take a life. But that's it. We have no idea where does life come from, what is its value. Objectively, regardless of ourselves, it's not that I can weigh life and say, okay, this is what it weighs. This is how important it is, what it's worth. This is actually the situation. What else do I have? I can fulfill my life more or less, but for sure, all of us live and die. And if we live and die, then the only thing left is, what do I fill my life with? The value of life. And there is a constant dispute about it. What's more important, what's less, this is what we talk about all the time, this is what we measure, what to fill this short life of ours with. When you say to weigh life, what do you mean? What do we fill it with? How do we measure it? According to which scale of importance? Meaning, if we're talking about the importance of life, someone invests himself in science, someone else in, you know, becoming a big star, an athlete. Everyone wants to get the maximum out of life, as much as he can, according to the qualities that he got from birth, and according to the education that he got, and the society that he lives in. In short, these are all very vague things that there's no real social consent about, that this is more important than that, filling life with one thing or another. And so, life's important. Why? You can't say. Judaism also sees life as something extremely important. Why? Because we are obliged to fill our life with good deeds. And so, here too, there are many discernments about what is a good life? What does it mean to fill our life with good deeds? What does a person come to the conclusion of his life with? From heaven to hell, throughout this entire range that he has no idea what all that is, but it's written, so it says, and he thinks that he'll have to give account for something. So it's better to do something today and get a reward for it tomorrow. Throughout human history, do you see a change in the value of life? Do we appreciate life today more than we did before? Of course, the more we advance in life, from the primitive life of thousands of years ago and to this day, the value of life grows. Why? Because our ego grows, and people, they appreciate themselves more, and accordingly, they want to get more use out of their life. Current use, meaning for now, and something for when after they're gone, after they die. So because my ego is growing, I appreciate myself more, and so I appreciate life more. This is a part of human development. I want to ask about man himself and the importance of life for a particular person. The way you see it, is life important to us? Is our life important to us? It really depends on a person and his education, on the way he sees life, that there's something that he's born with. There are those that are drawn to research life. There are those that don't care about what's going on. But the main thing for them is to feel in each and every moment, to feel good, and so on. Everyone fills their life with whatever value they choose. And also, it's not that a person really chooses. A person barely has any free choice left because he's not responsible for the qualities that he's born with and the importance that he has for something, the world that he lives in, the society that he lives in, the measure to which he can examine and change things. You're talking about how a person fills his life with what? I'm asking, suppose a person's born with a stronger drive for life than someone else. Of course, everyone and their own drive for life. Maybe it's not really felt. Because each of us realizes it differently. So we can't always tie the value of life itself and the form of the value. When doesn't a person feel that his personal life is important to him? When? There are such states. Yeah. Either they come from a person not knowing, and then he feels despaired in life, he doesn't want to live, or it's because he's despaired of something, and then he can really say, why is he despaired? What is the reason for it? So much so that he can finish with his life altogether. If they become of zero value, or even if they have a negative value, there are many things around this. What's the difference between a person that has a strong drive, desire for life, and someone that, you know, barely feels it? This is what determines the amount of force that a person can gather in order to change his life, to benefit himself or others. Is this something that a person's born with? Largely, these are parameters that a person's born with, and some that he can acquire from the environment. There's always the influence of the environment. Is there a connection between a person's desire to live and his desire to fulfill his life with something? To live for the sake of living is something that any animate creature wants. A person wants to live his life and fulfill it with certain values, because his will to receive is above the level of just living life for the sake of living it, but how to live it, what for. And here you have plenty of different styles and levels, and then everyone according to whatever they were born with. We can see according to a person's character, like, you know, we have the sanguine, melancholic, choleric, and phlegmatic, four different types of people. Yeah, but besides that, correspondingly, there's also the vital force that exists in everyone. Besides, there's the character, the style of life that he'd like to have. Also, there's the style of pleasures that he'd like to fulfill himself with. What does he see as being advanced? Does he have a larger or smaller ego that he really wants to be better, greater than others, that he's unique, conspicuous, and conspicuous in what way? By what? By being a musician or a scientist or a philosopher or a big criminal and so on. It doesn't matter what. What's important to him is to express himself. How does he express himself? And so on. Up until now, we talked about the importance of life. Just one more thing that I'd like to ask about this is, when does a person really feel that his life is important? What will make a person feel that? When it becomes important in the eyes of the environment. We have nothing else to compare it with. If it's important in the eyes of the environment, then it's important. So once the environment will reflect to me that my personal life is no longer that important, something inside of me will start to change. There's a book by Viktor Frankl that a person looks for meaning even in very non-simple times. It speaks of the time of the Holocaust. People that truly suffered tremendously, that seemingly there was no reason to continue living. The suffering was so great. He says that a person that finds a meaning to his life, the power, his vital force grows. I think that specifically those cases in which a person feels himself facing eternal questions, facing death, that this pushes him to look for meaning, that he has to give himself an answer. Or to the contrary, there are those that simply waited for it to end. I talked to a person who said that he was waiting to be taken in the next round to the gas chambers. And it changed suddenly in the middle of the day, comes a different order, and they were taken to some place along the way in a different train, and something exploded there, and they all ran away, and this is how he was saved, and he lived for many years afterwards. It's interesting to see how a person thinks about himself. He was in a state where he was thinking, why work so hard and suffer? It's better that I'll be taken today than instead of in a week or two. He already decided. It's interesting. This means that a person is free. He's not afraid of death. And in that moment, what really happens? He can consider things, take things into consideration as though he's not really related to life. That life to him is unimportant. It's no longer important to him. And that sets him free. And you're saying that there is a real freedom. Yeah, because to him it's not important what happens. It's real freedom. I want to ask about the connection between meaning, the meaning of life, and the desire to live altogether. Is there a connection between these two things, and what kind? Again, please. Between the meaning of life, what does life mean to me, and the general desire to live, the importance of life, by acquiring a meaning in life, by that my desire to live grows. We can even see that people, they can recover from different illnesses and advance and live for a long time because they've acquired some goal, some big idea. It's very important. I'd like to ask about another aspect that has to do with the importance of life. There are, well, pretty unusual cases, but in which a person sacrifices his life for a certain goal. It could be someone who sacrifices his life in order to save the life of others, or it could be a terrorist bomber that decides to blast himself for some goal that is exalted in his eyes. If up until now we said that a person has a vital force, and it's something given by nature in order for a person to be able to survive, why are there such people that see certain goals as more important than their own life? Because what is a person's personal life? One way or another, tomorrow I'm going to die. And if not tomorrow, then the day after. It's only a matter of time. Meaning, he brings himself to self-scrutiny, that one way or another, it's going to come to an end. And if it does, what did I acquire thus far? That's the question. And therefore, it's more important for him to get what he can and end life earlier. Meaning, the fulfillment is more important than life itself. The fulfillment is more important than how long you live. And this is the calculation that a person makes. Nature gave man the drive to live. Yeah, but that's by nature. All in all, it's on the animate level, animal level. When we prepared ourselves for this show, Yael told me that her friend's husband, they were all together at the beach. They saw someone drowning. He jumped into the water in order to save that person. He saved them, but he himself drowned. And from time to time, there are such cases. Can you please explain what's going on here? I can't explain, because he wasn't thinking about himself in that moment. Were he to know that he's going to pay for it with his life, maybe he would have made a different calculation. But this is how it came to him from above, that he was pushed to do this without taking anything into consideration. The main thing for him was to save another person. And that depends on education and many things that aren't necessarily related to his life. At that moment, he disconnected himself from the value of his own life and danger and everything. So naturally, once a person knows that he is in a life-threatening situation, then it's not so sure that he would be willing to sacrifice his life. For sure, the calculation would have been different. Look at all the terrorists. They're told that once you now kill people, you enter heaven, the Garden of Eden, and there the things that are waiting for you. Meaning, a person is being brainwashed that if you stop him at the last moment and you say, don't kill and don't die, then they're really in great despair. They're ready to, meaning you as if are taking away an opportunity from that person to reach something good, something more beneficial. Yeah? So, life and death is something very relative. It depends on the importance that a person that's still alive attributes to life and to death, and what does he gain from death. We know that there are such cases where soldiers that are in a certain team, and they're in a fight, and he's willing to sacrifice his life for his team. This is what they're trained for. So what does that person feel? I want to zoom into their heart, into their mind. What kind of calculation goes on in there? Nature gave that person a basic desire to live. Suddenly, he's with a team of people, and he feels that he's willing to sacrifice his life for theirs. Through education, he was taught how to appreciate the life of that team of his friends as more important than his own. And this is the calculation that he makes. It's all a matter of calculation. He can't imagine what will happen later after he dies. He imagines it while he's still alive. And therefore, this is his calculation. So, it's not that the importance of life left him, but his definitions broadened, so to speak. Meaning, if previously what was important to him was his own life, now what's important to him is the life of his team. So, life is still important to him. Of course, even on a higher level, his ego grew. He now feels that I am responsible for their life, even though that I'm going to pay for it with my life, but I determine that their life is more important. This is a calculation made in a big ego. What does the wisdom of Kabbalah say about the importance of life? How does the wisdom of Kabbalah see this? The importance of life is in achieving the purpose of life. And the purpose of life is to achieve the upper force that life comes from. That's it. Everything else is a means of how to get there. Our life as human beings in this world, is it important? What is their value? Is it important? Life is as important as what you want to achieve in life. Life itself, it's like the life of an animal that we eat. So what's really important? You're saying that it is a means in order to attain something that through life, by it, I achieve a higher goal, a greater and more eternal goal, more tangible. That's it. Why is it forbidden to commit suicide? Because by doing that, you disregard the opportunity that you were given to live and attain the meaning of life. So what is our role in this world and what is eternal, what's not? You're using different concepts that we'd like to understand. Our role in this world, for which we have received this corporeal life for, is to elevate our life to the highest possible level. Meaning, in our life, we first and foremost have to discover what is the uppermost value in life, what's worthwhile living for, in the most exalted, highest way. How, in order to achieve this goal that's worthwhile living for, how can I realize myself toward it? How can I, in light of the great value of this exalted goal, teach myself and others so that everyone too will advance toward attaining this goal? And the main thing, as it says, is that you will see your world in your lifetime, meaning that we have to attain the degree that comes after death while we're still alive, so that there will be no difference between life and death, because the difference between life and death is that we put our egoistic desire to death either by it dying in a way that it dies along with our body, or that it dies because we put it to death ourselves, that we rise above it, that we don't use our ego. And then what? And then we acquire life, attain life on a higher level. Let's break these things down one by one. When Yael asked you what's the importance of life according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, you said that the importance of life is that with the help of life, you can attain the force that is the source of life. Yes. So, the importance of life is to attain the source of life. What is the source of life? Where life comes from. Where the entire foundation, center, operating system of our universe comes from. This is what I have to attain. Is it a place? Is it a force? It's an upper force. It's a force field that withholds inside of it all the forms of life that we see. It's like the field of reality. Yeah. So, as a human being, you can attain it. To attain means what? To feel, to understand. Feel and understand what? The meaning of life. Meaning, the meaning of this force. What does it want of us? What is it doing? It's a force field that sustains everything. And we exist in it. And I want to feel it. It's here. I want to feel it. And what does that depend on? It depends on the measure to which I develop myself to be similar to that force. And what is that? It means to be above my corporeal ego. And what is a corporeal ego? The desire to enjoy the different things that exist in this corporeal world. The desire to enjoy everything that's in front of me now. That I prefer to attain this upper force to anything else. And what will I get in return? What feels a person that he reveals it? And then if I reveal this force, so to reveal it means to understand, yeah, to reveal it gives an answer to everything. Last question. Our show is about the importance of life. Suppose that a person advances in this process that you talked about and attains this force called the force of life, this force field. How does it change his day-to-day life in terms of the importance of life that he feels? He surpasses the boundaries of life of ordinary people, which is actually this corporeal, animate life and its death, and rises to an eternal level of living. And also eternal, it's not on our level. If you tell an ordinary person off the street that you're going to give him an eternal life, maybe he won't want it. Yeah, what do I need all this craziness to go on for? So it's a different level of living, of understanding life, feeling life, the source of life. Does he feel that his life is important? Yes. Why? Why is it important? Because by that he eventually fulfills his inner deficiency. Deficiency meaning what he's lacking? Yeah? And this fulfillment, I know that our time's almost up, just this one thing. The fulfillment that he discovers now that fulfills him, how does it cause him to relate to the importance of his life that he keeps developing? How important, more important, did his life become? Very. Why? Because if by that he can acquire a higher, exalted, eternal goal, then, of course, his entire life becomes a means for it. And it gives him strength, of course. In short, it's worthwhile living. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.